young.
We're not all from the
young. I would like to thank the good doctor for giving me the opportunity to be with you this weekend. It was a joy. My final comment, just, this may be the toughest thing of all for you to do, but have fun. Enjoy the sport of racing, enjoy winning. Do your work, you know, that's the way you really get to enjoy it, by winning. But remember, the purpose of all this is just to enjoy it, and have a little more money to enjoy your life with, to have some newfound friends. Go to the racetrack, go to make money. You really have that killer instinct that Bob talked about. Don't go out there just to party and do all of that. But you can also win, and you can enjoy yourself. The way to do that is by doing your homework, doing your groundwork, relying on yourself, and have fun.
I thought the Chicago seminar was the best, I guess because I'm from Chicago. But each time I go out of town to the next seminar, it seems to get better. Maybe it's because I learn more, because I'm still learning, or maybe it's the people. But as far as I'm concerned, this one has been the best. One thing I would like to recommend is for the people that are having problems with track profiles and energy problems and track bias and things like that, try to get together with someone in your area, because they can answer the questions that you have about the tracks that you guys play in common. If you call me in Chicago and ask me about a track in New Jersey, I wouldn't be able to help you, really. I'd like to, but I don't play in New Jersey. So, I mean, for the sake of convenience and what have you, try to get together with someone who can share the same problems with you. Or if not, call one of the Purple members. Or if it's a generic question, you can call me and I'd be glad to help you. Finally, I have something in my pocket I'd like to give you. It's not money.
Why not?
Well, it may be worth more than money. It's called a lifetime guarantee. If you were at the Law Hall seminar, you probably heard it again, but you might have forgotten it. So I'll read it again. It goes something like, "Hey world, it's me. Where do I get my guarantee? Who will see that things are done for me? As we humans journey from the womb to the final resting place, the one thing we must all face is the uncertainty of certainty. We pray at night to be awakened in the morn. We secure the best doctors to ensure good health for the unborn. We buy material goods, seeking even more perfection. We listen to the politicians at voting time, guaranteeing everything until after the election. What is it we truly need? I think it would be for all to heed the fact that no one or thing is without flaw. This is Mother Nature's eternal law. Maybe the conditions which many strive for are only reached when they have died, for there is no such thing as a guarantee, unless I can return the one you give to me. If I should ask you if you guarantee your work, could I in turn guarantee you that I would not shirk my responsibility and commit to do my part of the work? If this is so, we can exist as one. Success is ours only when the work has been done. There, you have your guarantee. It was given to you by you, not me. Sharing knowledge is like cultivating barren soil. You must plant the seed and you must do the toil. There, you have your guarantee. You did it. It was given to you by you, not me."
Oh boy. Well, Bert says he's got some announcements, so I'll be quick here.
A couple people have asked me, there are one or perhaps two in the audience that find some of Howard's manuals the triflest unclear. I don't really understand why anyone would find these less than absolute models of clarity. But well, no, amazingly enough, they aren't. At first blush, I looked at it and said, this stuff doesn't make sense. And at second time, I found a little piece of paper that he sent along with it, bragging about a guy who said he discovered something new every time in the manual. That didn't make sense to me. I figured you ought to get it the first time. Now I do dig back in those manuals. Don't treat them as a step-by-step instruction course, but sort of as a resource. Howard mentioned Huey Maul several times. I happen to always carry this little sucker around with me. It's only about 70 pages long, 64 pages long. Best $295 you ever spent. It has nothing about the methodology in it, except this is the truth. There is more in this little book than any other book on horse racing than I have ever seen. That is a good little book. You can get it from the Gambler's Book Club. I don't know anywhere else you can get it. But Huey really understood what was going on. And it'll kind of give you another look at the foundation of this methodology. That's why Howard brings six or seven people. He knows all this stuff. He really does. You'd never guess it from some of his writing, but he really has a pretty good understanding of the methodology. And he could stand up and he could do it all and save a lot of money. But the reason that he brings us all is to give you a different look. And, you know, maybe you'll like one person and not another. And besides which, this way he has some company. But this is yet another look in print. If you want one, you can take home with you. I don't know where they're available here, but Gambler's Book Club in Las Vegas has them. And they're only $2.95. Great little book. The Race is Paced by Huey Maul.
You get that
at a bookstore,
too.
Can you get it here? Good. Good. Because it is printed by the Gambler, by Gambler's Book Club.
I think there's a couple other places.
Good.
The Race is the
Pace? The Race is Pace. Huey Maul. And I'll have it over there if anyone wants to look at it. And in closing, I do want to say this has been a really exciting seminar for me because it was the first one that I've gone to that I really felt like I was contributing something. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I thank you very much.
Okay, we'll be out of here in an hour.
I'm accustomed as I am to speaking before our assembled groups. Well, anyway. Thank you for coming. I think there's nothing better that you could ever do than tie in to this methodology as far as working with races or getting to know yourself better as well as getting to know horses better. It's long been an open secret that there are a million ways to get to know yourself. And a lot of different kinds of quests. Seekers after truth that followed. The old idea that the alchemists were actually trying to turn lead into gold is a crock. They were seeking to make better the base metal of themselves and rarefy that. Different groups have different metaphors for the quest. If you take something of finding the truth, you know, ferreting out the true pace line, the good and the true and all that stuff, if you can find something of yourself in that, through that process, terrific. If you get to know yourself a little bit, I think that's one of the most constructive parts of all of this. It's been fun getting to know some of you better and get to know some of these guys better. And again, thanks for coming. No. I'm used to speaking and finishing and getting no applause. 5:30 tonight, there'll be a cash bar opening in the Fort Orange Square, which is the first of the dining rooms as you come in past where the little outdoor terrace garden restaurant there is. Okay, just on your left is the Fort Orange Square.
Not go into the Polish wedding. Please.
The what?
Do not go into the Polish wedding, which is right there.
You throw them in the can, ham. Anyway, that's at 5:30. Dinner's at 7, so there's no need to rush in at 5:30.
Why not?
Because Brother Bob will be manipulating and monopolizing the bartender's time.
So it's going to be all gone if he's going.
That's possible. But so dinner's at 7. 5:30 is when the room's open for us. And after, it's going to be open until I don't know when. They haven't told us any kick-out time, so, you know, relax. It's a buffet. It's going to be seafood Newburgh and steak cut whatever size is, you know, sirloin cut to whatever serving you want. Rice pilaf, vegetables, and, you know, should be good. Pastry, dessert thing at the end of it. Also, I did get a hold of the racing forms. Those of you that signed up for the bus, that's part of the bus trip is a racing form, so you've paid for it already. I have a list of the names here, and I'll check people off. Some of you have already gotten it from me, and that's fine. Come by, please, and tell me you already did, so I can check your name off, so I don't go around feeling guilty that I stiffed you on that. Oh, also, there are a few extras. If you want one, and you haven't told me that you want one, and haven't signed up for the bus ride tomorrow, you can still probably get one, because I ordered 50, and I had to pay in advance for them, so... You know, we don't have 50 people on the bus. If you'd like one, by all means, stop by. As soon as I get everybody who's on the list given a copy, then, you know, you feel free to buy them from me. Also, for those who are going up to the track today, I was just outside the room here getting the late scratches for you. So I've got early and late scratches. It's fast, turf is firm, and if you want those, they're here.
A man is to be known by the company he keeps. I think I'm keeping the best. Don't you? And you ought to meet the really good ones we left at home. Since the beginning of recorded time and writings from Plato to Hegel to John Stuart Mill to Marx, man has created from his philosophic brain the concept of utopia, that perfect life where all things were as they should be and perfectly ordered, where right was ultimately right and wrong was uniquely branded as wrong, where freedom was the essence of existence. We were told that as children, and we suddenly found that the world was not constructed that way. That you were good, you are not necessarily rewarded. In fact, the evil were rewarded more than the good. The people who could manipulate in bedrooms and boardrooms were getting the spoils, and you who tried to plod along like mother and father and the preacher told you and do good and always be honest were getting the short end of the stick. Then came along a little Frenchman, probably a greater philosopher than the rest of them put together, named Pauli Michel. And he invented this machine which says that providing you may say the right words to the person operating that machine, that you will be rewarded exactly as you produce. If you made the right decision, you will get the spoils, and if you made the wrong decision, you won't. And nobody can lie to this machine. And it judges and balances society in perfect order. It says that you who have failed must pay those who have won in direct proportion to your failure and to their victory. A perfect democracy, a perfect harmony that rewards us of all colors, creeds, of all appearances, whether we be of crippled, or whether we be of great health, or whether we be ugly or beautiful, we are equally rewarded by this machine. Perhaps that is the reason that people of all walks of life, be they medical doctors who studied and have given their life to the one profession, or lawyers or accountants or chimney sweeps or used car salesmen, those who have dreamed of a better and more free life have always sought as their quest the winning of races. It brings together men of great philosophies and men of meager philosophies, but they all seek the same thing, that they should be rewarded for making an accurate decision. Try to lie to the paramutual machine the same way you can lie to the bosses, the same way you can manipulate in bedrooms and boardrooms and get yourself elected chairman of the board. You cannot do it. The parimutuel machine is unforgiving. If you tell it number three, you cannot go back when the race is over and said, I meant four. It's out. Whether you be a man of great stature or a man of humble means, it says, no, because that is not right. That is probably why all of us find this marvelous attraction to thoroughbred racing, to parimutuel events in general. Because they alone, regardless of what other shortcomings we have in life, or regardless of how we are regarded by the rest of society, we are kings if we are successful. We are free if we want to be free. We are as free as we can be by our own wit and our own wisdom and our own judgment and our own ability to act upon that and make that ultimate decision, which is to merely tell that perfectly democratic machine what we want from it. Winning is not difficult, but winning is not easy. Winning is done by only one person, the winner. It is not a group process because it demands an individual decision, a decision which must be made by every one of you, individually, in your own heart, in your own mind. Do you want to be free? Will you take the risk? Will you make the decision? Will you throw off the yoke of parental witch-over messages which say that gambling is evil, which is directly in disproportion to reality? For that which can make us free cannot be evil. It can only be good. Nothing can make you more free than knowing that you, on your own, taking the information provided you, can truly be a winner. Anybody in this room think for one moment that you can't be a winner? Does anybody in this room think, yes, I can be a winner? Let me hear it. Yeah. My benediction is, may the God of reality and truth bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you now and forevermore. Amen.
This is the end of a great seminar. Any of you who have been privileged to listen to these tapes, who is not now a client of Dr. Sarton, please fast forward and turn over.